This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I remember when I was pregnant, I bought a book about parenting. And
I also read the pregnancy books, I remember.
Yeah. And he will say, oh, okay, you have to do this and this, but after the baby is born, you forget about the book.
It's different.
It's something different.
That's Myra and Kangwa. Myra and Kangwa were college sweethearts who met while they were both studying at a local university. They've since gotten married and started a family, and now they have two children, a daughter named Mia and a son named Ryan. While the couple has been based in Malaysia since their college days, they happened to welcome the birth of their first child, Mia, while they were visiting Kangwa's family in Zambia. Till today, Mia still can't get a Malaysian citizenship. Myra is one of six mothers who have filed a constitutional challenge in court, along with family frontiers, to call for equal citizenship rights for women in the country. Here, they talk about how they're coping with their daughter's non-citizenship status.
Hi, my name is Myra and I'm from Malaysia.
My name is Kangwa, I come from the Republic of Zambia.
It's now 3 a.m. and I've just finished work.
And I just put the kids to sleep.
How do you feel about your daughter's citizenship issue?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm really in a position to say, as I am a foreigner and I'm not really sure how things are supposed to operate, but I find it a bit strange that just because my son was born here, he gets the citizenship and my daughter doesn't, and yet they come from the same parents. So it's a bit new to me when I come from a country where kids who are born with parents from different countries, let's say maybe UK and Zambia or different place, will have dual citizenship. So it's new. It's different.
For me, I feel it's very unfair and it's something that is not right. I mean, the kids will feel left out. Like, you know, she always asks like, why she is not Malaysian. And we can't tell her that she's not Malaysian because your mother is Malaysian and married a foreigner and give birth outside of Malaysia. So we have to give an answer that sounds acceptable. Like, you know, we have to tell her, she's not Malaysian because she was born in Zambia. But I find it very discriminating for women, you know. Or it's like a punishment for a woman for marrying a foreigner. Because if a Malaysian man to give birth outside Malaysia and marry a foreigner, like the child is automatically a Malaysian. But why for a woman when we marry a foreigner and we give birth outside of Malaysia, like our kids can't have the same treatment. And that is gender bias. And it's very sad as well because I have to go through a foreigner process even though I'm Malaysian. For example, for her to go to school, I have to go through like all this unnecessary
Long application,
yeah. And also, I remember, like, you know, school, the teachers...
The teachers were worried.
Yeah, the teachers
well.
Were asking me if my daughter was adopted, you know, because she is not Malaysian. Mm. And you know, I had to explain to the teacher, oh, she is not Malaysian because she was born outside Malaysia.
Even her hearing that, is she adopted, sometimes can affect a child in a way.
Yeah. So the teacher said that, oh, okay, since she is not Malaysian, she have to pay extra fees. Then
can't
she
participate in certain school activities which are meant for only Malaysians. And
yeah, the teacher said she won't be receiving any rawatan pergigian because she is not Malaysian. And she will feel left out if everyone's going, like, you know, because I remember before when I was young, we all have to bring our toothbrush, we have to bring our cup and, you know, go line up and the nurse or the dentist will show us how to brush our teeth, you know, and they will check our teeth if our teeth are clean. And if she's not doing all that during that,
she'll sit and watch her friends.
She'll feel left out. She'll feel like, oh, why she's not participating, you know. Mm. So that's how I
some of the things.
Some of the things, yeah.
From my experience, I believe that in a way, Malaysia is quite a fair place. So I hope that in the future they can look into it and consider all the children to be the same, because they're coming from the same parents, and most of these young kids have bright future in sports as well. They will contribute to the nation, and then when they're grown up, they will maybe represent the country in Olympic Games or different things, and it would just be nice that they are accepted while they are still young.
For me, to think about it, which is quite scary, right now she's holding a student visa, but what will happen after she finish high school? Like, what if she doesn't want to study in Malaysia? What if she wants to study abroad, you know?
How will she come and visit?
Yeah, her? How was she going to stay with us? Example, she's on a semester break, and, you know, as a Zambian passport holder, she's only allowed to, like, 1 month visa, tourist visa. And what will happen after that, after she finishes university? Like, you know, will she be able to stay in Malaysia with us? Or do we...
What happens?
Yeah, what happens after that? And I remember there was once I went to an immigration office and asked the officer, I asked, okay, what happens to my daughter after she finished high school? So what's going to happen to her? Then he just said that, she can either start studying in Malaysian university so she can get a student visa or not, you know? So it sounds so scary. Like, the way they say it is so easy, you know, because that's not their family, right? Imagine you have to be...
It's your child.
Yeah. I know so many of the Malaysian mothers who the kids are not Malaysian. They are separated with the kids. Actually, now it's pandemic and it's been almost like 1 year, you know, and they are unable to visit, to see their kids, you know. I don't want the same thing to happen to me, to us. So right now, how do we adapt as a family is... We don't think about it. We don't think about, oh, we are Malaysian, we are Zambian, you know.
Yeah, we're just one family.
We're just one family, yeah.
We try to hope for the best and provide the kids with the best education, make sure they are safe, make sure they are happy, encourage them, make them have confidence in themselves. And even though they are different from the other kids in appearance, we make sure they... accept it and accept their friends of different
cultures,
ethnic background, yeah, religion. I think that's how we raise them to be better, I guess.
Yeah. And also, I just hope that, you know, one day, like, if we win the court case, you know, I really hope we win. If we win, like, all of the mothers won't have the same issue, won't have to go through what we went through. And for me, I'm so lucky that I have my husband with me. So we're here, we're going through as a family, but it would be better if the government or can help us mothers to provide or confer citizenship to our kids. Because,
or to have something to identify that they are Malaysian in a way, or children of Malaysians, so they can be able to move freely and come to Malaysia whenever they want to.
Or even if they can't provide citizenship, at least they can even able to provide them a PR. So our kids will be able to visit us whenever we want. Because for a spouse, it's even easier for them to reside in Malaysia than our own kids. For a spouse, they're able to have a spouse visa, a long-term spouse visa. And after 5 years, they're able to get a resident permit. And after a few years, they can be able to get a PR. So for a spouse, it's even like, more easier for them to stay in Malaysia, but not for our kids.
The kids don't have a path.
They don't have such privilege. Even as spouse have a better privilege than our own kids. You know, how is that? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. But I hope that we will change it in the future. I really hope that.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.